Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and on the line with me is Ken Keyes. He is the owner of Alternative Building Products. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So we have been able to sort of look online at alternativebuildingproducts.com, and there is a product that that you're using that is very interesting, especially for those who are in the process or thinking about rebuilding after the fires. It's called Gray Block. Can you tell us what is Gray Block?
Well, it's an insulated concrete composite form block, and it's made out of a recycled polystyrene mixed with cement and binders, creating the form block. So you basically stack the block up, creates a vertical and horizontal grid pattern, 12 inches on center. You put your rebar in there, your reinforcing steel, and fill it with concrete, and that becomes your structural aspect of your building.
So that sounds like it's pretty dang strong if it's got all of those different layers.
Well, it's actually 700% stronger than conventional, what they call stick frame, as you know it, to like 2x6, 2x4 construction, for seismic resistance and wind loads.
Wow. So not only is it wind resistant, but also, and if we have a big shaker, it's going to be still pretty solid?
Yeah, it actually outperforms a solid concrete wall. They did a 8-point earthquake simulation, and it had no structural damage whatsoever, and the actual formed concrete wall failed.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, because I know that going into this conversation, I was thinking, you know, our main focus is going to be about fire resistance, but it's good to know that other things that happen in the North Bay here include earthquakes, and that this is a good material for that as well. Let's talk about the insulation then. How does it perform?
Well, because of the styrofoam and the way the design of the block, the outside wall thickness of the block is thicker than that of the inside. So your thermal conditions, whether it be heat or cold outside, don't get a chance to transfer into the inside of the building. It only reaches about the halfway point before the day cycles, and then the inside actually acts as a thermal mass, retaining your air conditioning or heating, depending on the time of the season, and then it re-releases it back into the room, so your equipment doesn't cycle as often, and therefore you're saving energy.
Wow, so that's great. And let's also then, of
course, insulation-wise, it's equivalent to about an R40 wall. If you want to look at it, a lot of people know that value.
But okay, the R40. Then let's talk about in terms of fire resistance. This is one main concern, especially people who are building in what is traditionally considered a fire hazard area.
Yes, it's, you know, we tested it at, with a flame on it at 4,000 degrees. And it went for over 4 hours, and they just shut the test down. So we don't even know how long it would have gone. But 4,000 degrees is significant. That's a direct blowtorch on it. And so we've had experience in other areas of wildland fires going through the neighborhood, and it's been the only building standing.
Wow. Now, we know that when fires come through, sometimes it's not the actual flames licking the side of a building that's going to set it on fire. It could be the heat that's just generated inside of the building.
Absolutely. How does
this gray block
this
work?
That's where this really shines, because of the insulation and thermal characteristics of the block. It resists that heat transfer, so you don't get the spontaneous combustion effect, the high temperatures inside the structure. That's the greatest value this has for resisting these neighborhood fires, if you want to call them that.
Yeah. What about other things that you worry about with building materials, like pests?
Well, basically, this because of the makeup of the block, it does not attract pets for, you know, insect pests for nesting in the material, migrating through it. It's resistant to and virtually impervious to termites and other insects, and it doesn't support mold growth. So it's pretty unique.
Wow. So there's lots of reasons to choose this. What about aesthetically? What does it look like? Can you make a home look very pleasing with it?
Yeah, I mean, during the rough construction, it just sort of looks like concrete blocks stacked up, but it lends itself to stucco or any other masonry-type veneers and so forth. And once that's all done and the interior is either plastered or drywalled, you don't even know what it's made out of other than you do recognize the thick walls. Mm-hmm. Because they're usually 10 inches thick.
Mm-hmm. And it does... Using this in place of the normal sort of stick walls, does that cost a lot more?
We're finding now, with especially in seismic areas like you're in, that by the time you were to build, for instance, out a stick frame and put the outside shear wall up that's necessary and any of the Simpson strong walls and so forth, this actually can be less expensive. It's certainly equivalent to 2x6 construction with, let's say, a stucco exterior.
And what about noise? It seems like maybe a thicker wall would help with blocking the noise from outside.
You're correct. I mean, it's quite quiet. I've built houses actually on runway. Paths.
Oh,
and,
okay.
People complaining of noise and so forth. And after we built. It was, they almost couldn't hear them at all.
Mm.
It's actually weird to build with because you can be on one side of the wall, have a coworker on the other side, and you can't talk to them without using radio.
You're kidding. That's amazing.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I'm talking with Ken Keyes from AlternativeBuildingProducts.com. We're talking about gray block. If someone wants to see this in person, are you going to be here in Sonoma County anytime soon for people to check it out?
Yes, in two ways. I'm going to be. I'm going to have a booth at G44 at the home show coming up the end of the month,
mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to have a trailer that I'm going to be taking around town here in the next few weeks at different locations. I'm not quite sure where that's going to be.
Okay.
But, you'll see it on the trailer. It's quite obvious.
Right, right. So the home show, of course, happens right here at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds at the Event Center there, September 28th, 29th, and the 30th. And you'll be able to find Alternative Building Products and check out this gray block and talk a little bit more with Ken Keyes, talk about your particular needs for rebuilding, or if you're adding additions, or if you're building a new home that's not in a fire area. Still, the advantages for this gray block sound like really it could be advantageous in your building projects. What about those who are rebuilding and are trying to get the plans sort of approved? If they're changing those building materials, does that cause any hiccups in getting those permits approved?
No, it shouldn't. We've done this many times. It depends, obviously, what stage they're in, but
mm-hmm.
It's adaptable to any design, and it usually converts quite well to an existing plan. And, of course, we offer full services for design, plans, engineering, so forth, so we can accommodate your needs if you don't have somebody already doing it.
And what's the best way to reach out to you, Ken?
You can either call me direct on my cell, which is 650-704-2212, or you can see us at our website, which is AlternativeBuildingProducts.com. And you can reach me through the site.
Okay, great. Again, that's AlternativeBuildingProducts.com. Ken Keyes is the owner there. And we've been talking about gray block, which sounds like a great alternative when you are considering rebuilding or building a new structure. Thank you so much for talking with us.
You bet.
This is Sonoma County Focus.